This was no boating accident. And it wasn't natural causes, and it wasn't Jack the Ripper. You got a shark out there, mister, and it's got a mouth about this big. You knew. You knew there was a shark out there. And yet you let my boy go on that beach.
Farewell and adieu to your fair Spanish lady.
Y'all know me? Know how I make a living? I'll catch this bird for you. Won't be easy. Bad fish. Fish like that swallow you whole. But I value my neck a lot more than $4,000, Chief. I'll find him for four, but I'll catch him and I'll kill him for ten. That's a 20-footer.
25.
3 tons of him. He can't come up. He can't, not with 3 barrels on him. He can't go down again, not with 3 barrels on him. 3 barrels disappear under the boat.
So how do you use these cages of yours, Mr. Hooper?
That's the final straw, plays his last card. I always thought the oddest line in Jaws, though, which of course bears, but it does stop you in your tracks, you have to think about it, is when he's trying to get the shark to follow the boat. He goes, I'm going to drag him in. I'm going to draw him into the shallow water and drown him. And that used to get a laugh in the cinema, drowning a shark. Of course, that's what happens, isn't it, if they get into too shallow water. But I always thought they could have written around.